Good morning, everybody. Here we go.
All the way my Savior leads me. Choose each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living.
All right, Chesapeake Repeat Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. If you saw me in the video messing around a little bit, I spilled some coffee as we got started. I had to clean it up. As we get started, Isaiah chapter 45 this morning. Isaiah chapter 45, beginning in verse 14. This is what the Lord says. The products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush, and the Sabians, men of stature, will come over to you and will be yours. They will follow you. They will come over in chains and bow down to you. They will confess to you, God is indeed with you. And there is no other, because there is no other God. Yes, you are a God who hides, God of Israel, Savior. All of them are put to shame, even humiliated. The markers of idols go in humiliation together. Israel will be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You will not be put to shame or humiliated for all eternity. For this is what the Lord says, the Creator of the heavens, the God who formed the earth and made it, the one who established it. He did not create it to be a wasteland, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret. Somewhere in a land of darkness, I did not say to the descendants of Jacob, seek me in a wasteland. I am the Lord who speaks righteously, who declares what is right. Come, gather together and approach, you fugitives of the nation, those who carry their wooden idols and pray to a God who cannot save, have no knowledge. Speak up and present your case. Yes, let them consult each other. Who predicted this long ago? Who announced it from ancient times? Was it not I, the Lord? There is no other God but me, a righteous God and Savior. There is no one except me. Turn to me and be saved, for all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn. Truth has gone out from my mouth, a word that will not be revoked. Every knee will bow to me, every tongue will swear allegiance. It will be said about me, righteousness and strength are found only in the Lord. All who are enraged against him will come to him and be put to shame. All the descendants of Israel will be justified and find glory through the Lord. This is a wonderful prophecy from Isaiah, Isaiah 45, reminding the people of God that God alone is the Savior of the world. God is the only one in whom we can find salvation. Now, as we read through the Bible, but particularly in the prophecy of Isaiah, we've seen this theme over and over and over again. And you may ask yourself the question when you read through parts of the Bible, especially these prophecies, which become repetitive, one statement after another saying the exact same thing. Why is God constantly repeating himself? Why is God constantly saying the same thing? Well, two reasons for that, I believe, just on the surface. Number one, we have short memories. Humans have short memories. You have a short memory. I have a short memory. God can work in our lives yesterday, and we can forget today and say, where is God? That's why we're reminded by the author of Lamentations, Jeremiah, that the sun rises in the morning and that the mercies of God are fresh every day. Great is thy faithfulness. When the sun rises, we're reminded that God is watching over his people. That's the beauty of the general revelation of God. It reminds us of who God is, his eternal nature, his attributes of power, but also his faithfulness to give us a daylight and a sunset each and every day. And so we're reminded of his faithfulness. We have short memories. We need that. Second of all, the testimony of the past is the greatest predictor of the future. And so when we look back on our lives, we see what God has done to preserve his people. We see what God's done to save us. We see what God's done and how he has reminded us of his grace and demonstrated his grace constantly in our lives. And so when we look back on the past and we remember, we have these great and wonderful memories of what God has done, it enables us to look toward the future and have confidence and hope. Because it means that our God who saved us yesterday is going to work in our lives today. The God who delivered us the day before yesterday is going to deliver us today from whatever troubles we have. And so we trust that this God is a God who is ultimately going to keep his word. And so the greatest predictor of the future is God's past deliverance, God's past acts, God's past fulfillment of his promises. We turn our attention specifically here to Isaiah 45. And God says to the people of Israel, I'm going to raise you up. I am your Savior. And all these nations are going to come bow down before you because you are my people. And they're going to bow down to me as the Lord. and they're going to join you. And so he says, bring people to me. Bring them in, because I am the Savior of the world and the only Savior of the world. And God constantly has to remind his people over and over and over again of his nature, his saving nature, and of the deliverance that he has done in their past to keep them focused on him as they move forward, to give them hope in everlasting life. So let me encourage you and challenge you with that today. Remember what God has done. Your memories are a tremendous testimony of what God has done in the past, a testimony and a predictor of how God is going to work in the future. God is a great and gracious God. He is faithful and he is true. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Be reminded of that, for he is the only Savior in whom we can find salvation, deliverance, and hope eternal. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Mitch takes us home. See ya.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.